times make it to 15. Josh, come on. Right? Okay, let's begin.
Okay, first a bunch of R's before we start up Aeneas. Let's begin that. Okay. Firstly, Captain mentioned yesterday Rabbi Yoshev in the Sefer Aris points out that the Shlus Yaakov was a Rav in Prague, and there was a terrible Sreifa Gedol or Kmanoslan. Many Sefer Torah burned, and many Yidim were killed. And on the Shmua that the Sefer Torah is burned, we learn you don't have to do Kriya except for that Meiri. Remember, we said the Meiri said that if you hear about the Sreifa, you do a Kriyakas. But Lamaisa, there were many that saw the Sreifa of the Sefer Torah, and they were pilpling whether you have to do Kriya. Because our only Bizrah Kamaisha Shahaya, not of Nisra from the Eluf. So that was the implication we have from our Gemara. But the Rashi and Shabbos on Kufayim and Beis says, if you see Adam Yisrael Shemei, Shechav Likroa, it's like a Sefer Torah Shenisra, as well as Rashi's Lashon, even Rekonim Shemem, that I'm laying mitzvahs Kerimin, Lamaisa. It's mashma, even if it's Nisra from the Meiler, Chayv Likroa. Just seeing that Lamaisa happen. Not because of Israel. So it seems like it's a steer in sukkahs, at least the way Rashi explains it in Shabbos, against our sukkah. So how do you paskin on that? So the Ramban in the Torah Sodom writes it's only a dimin. We saw that in the Torah as well, the dimin to Sefer Torah. And the commotion metzim to Sefer Torah Israel, shrichim likroa. So in other words, the chiddush is, and that's what the Shlus Yaakov wanted to say, that lamais you shouldn't tear kriya because we talk a paskin like our sukkah. And we paskin Zroa is the din. It has to be done the mice of Zroa. If it's not done the mice of Zroa, then there is no Chiyuv Kriya. Whereas according to Rashi, there would be a Chiyuv Kriya. So that's how he paskin the Shlus Yaakov, like the Ramban and like our Sugya, against Rashi and Shabbos. However, the Chacham Svi in Simin Yud Zayin writes, Lekuliyama, you shouldn't tear Kriya. And Rashi himself also never meant to say that you would tear Kriya. Rashi would also hold like the Ramban. So that was the first Ha'arim. Okay. Secondly, Josh pointed out yesterday very, very nicely the Ritva in Moed Putton on Chavavim and Aleph on the story with the Asridge just points out that the halacha, it shouldn't be limited to Sefer Torah, should apply to Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Anything that has a Chavsav of Hashem Hashem written on it, as the Rav defined, what is Tashmisha Kedusha? Anything that Hashem Hashem written on it, Tashmisha Mitzvah is Lulav and what? Lulav and Sukkah, Lamaisa. And therefore, Tashmishi Mitzvah, if you can't use it anymore, Mikra, then there's no chiv to put it in Shemus. Tashmishi Kedusha, once you can't use it anymore, you have to put it in Shemus, Mikra, then. And therefore, he points out that the same halacha would apply, and that was the story. The story over there was Tefillin. So it should apply to Tefillin as well. In fact, the Sefer HaMichdam points out other Sfarim that have Askaris also your Mechuyiv. And then the Sefer HaMichdam said, Yesh Mishor Madavka, Sefer Dar Shar Sfarim. Well, we already saw that in the Pesach Echuba. In Sishin Mem, Sifkan Chafab, Shem Tiferes Lamoisha, there was Mistopic on this. Okay, fine. Footnotes quotes in the bottom 198. The Michtam quotes 2 days. Okay, that's the second har. Third har. In the Divrei Sofrin, Omud Lamed Dalet, in the Divrei Sofrin, Omud Lamed Dalet, points out very interestingly enough that, what are the three reasons why we would tear Kriya for a woman? B'shas Yisiyah Shoshama, if you're there when she dies. So there are three reasons. One is that a woman has an Ashama as well, the Ramban says. So it's like Askaris Mikvilin. Number two is, they also quoted the Rashi, Eimacha Reik B'Yisrael. A woman has mitzvahs too. And number three, she has Torah to learn because she has to fulfill certain dinners. So there really are three different Svaras for this. So what's the din by a katan? A katan, lamaisa has the first time, has a neshama, so you would tear kriya for the katan. The tam sheni l'chur a katan's not chayav mitzvah on tam l'tayra. So l'chur the second and third reason don't apply to a katan. But we did point out that the Bach and the Taz and the Shach said a katan that it's loymid mikra, we do tear kriya for. Okay? So what I wanted to add on with the third har is that he points out here in the Emek picked over on the bottom, what would be by a ketana? What would be by a ketana? So he wants to point out by a ketana, not that way. Because she's a ketana and she's an isha. I don't know, by the fact that she has an isha, why that's a chisaron. The Bir Heitev quotes this on the spot in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Heitev is in Sifkat and Hay. I don't know why it being a woman, though, makes it worse, because we said a woman is not a chisaron. But nonetheless, he wants to say by a ketana, you wouldn't tear kriya. Interesting. So that was the third aruch. I don't know why that's so, though, per se, right? But what's the chisaron that she's an isha? We said there, she has a neshama, she has mitzvahs, and she learns, unless you say that she's part of the Talmud Torah. So that's like a chisaron. Okay. So lemaisa, I don't know. For a ketana, he says you wouldn't tear kriya. Maybe there's something about tashkis, something derisive, if you hold like the rush. Okay. Fourth aruch, I want to mention. Yesterday, remember we were very bothered by why the Gesher Chaim and Rav Avadia do away with that din of Yetzias Neshama. So we suggested, Josh was asking, maybe that's only for doctors and nurses, maybe for other people that are around who should do the Kriya. But we said the Gesher Chaim didn't say that. Gesher Chaim just said people aren't going to want to be around a person who's about to die. Now, I didn't mention, where is that din? That's in the Siman right before Shin Lamed Tes and Sif Dalet to the Feirush Din, okay? To the Feirush Din that you're supposed to stay around a person. It says, Kevin should not do Adam Lamavis, Ain Rashayim Lipari, the medication, Lotetsin Ashu Yechi. Person should not die alone. So it's a real din. It's a Siman right before. And that trumps the din of Kriya, it seems. So because of that, we did away with that halacha. And the marker for that halacha is a kobol. The Biragol explained the person shouldn't die by Agmas Nefesh because he feels like he's by himself. That the neshama is Yotzes min aguf for Huyachidi. Okay. So, okay, that's the svara. I wanted to mention that the Farish did, but just within the Sahara, I saw that the Divrei Sofrim wants to say a vort. He wants to say a vort, so I think it answers our kasha a little bit. Because what level of Kriya do you need, did we learn? I don't know if we mentioned it. I think we might have. Maybe I don't remember. But what's the level of Kriya? What's the shear of Kriya Bishas Yishu Shoma? Machaber said a tefach and Sif Beis. What did Ramah say? Ramah said, no, you should do it Bishuli Habegit because it's not a real Kriya. So he wants to say that if you follow the Machaber, I understand why they did away with it because it's a real Kriya B'tefach. But if you hold like the Ramah that the Minig is just do Kriya and Shuli Habegit and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch adds on Sagi B'mashu, please get that point. You don't need a tefach. And the Chachmas Adam says an unterschlag, which means an undershirt. I guess if you don't hold Big Desay as Pater, then he says we should not be monet ourselves from being Korea Bishas Yeshiyas HaNefesh. Do Shuli HaBegit. Okay, so it's enough to do a Kriya Koldu, and that might be Makuyim with the Ramah. So maybe that answers our Kasha bit. That according to the Ramah, you would do a Kriya Koldu on Shuli HaBegit and the Lamaisa. So we're not doing it. We're doing away with it completely. Maybe the doctor should do a kriya kol to actually have that, or the nurse. Okay, that's the fourth hara. Fifth hara, Yakir pointed out very nicely the Pnei Baruch in Amud Yud Ches points out very nice diuk. I thought it was a beautiful diuk. He points out that. The lashon that we learned about hachlofa is when you change. But let's say you're marbibigodim. Let's say you put on a sweater because you're cold. So he points out you don't do kriya. That's what it's mashed from the Rive as well and the Bala Shalman. That when his mother died, Lamaisa, he also, when he put a sweater on, he did not tear the kriya. So it's dafka machlif. If you're marbibigodim, it's a ribuibigodim, enokai of kriya. Interesting word. I thought it was an interesting view. If you're machlif, you put on new clothes and change them. But if a ribu apokotim, that lamaisa not there. And that's based on what we learned because maybe you don't wear it all the time. Either sneeze, remember we had the two smart sneeze or smidis. Okay. Sixth aram. The Divrei Sofrim and Omud Samach. Divrei Sofrim in Omud Samech explains also very interesting Lamaisa. You know the whole halacha that we learned that if you have a loved one that dies after your shiva, God forbid. The din is your second loved one, your mosif akolshu. Remember we said if the second loved one dies within, you need a separate tefach. If he dies afterwards, it's mosif kolshu. Interesting divrei sofer from which he points out, what happens with the whole din we're saying of mosif kolshu is if you have the cloth still on. Once you take it off, you can't put it back on and say, oh, I'll be mosif kolshu. The whole vort was if you were still wearing the baget that was nikra lemes rishon, then you're mosif kolshu. But if you took it off, you cannot put it back on again to be mosif kolshu. Then you'd have to do a new whole new tefach. Okay? That's what he wants to say. It's interesting chiddush. And then the Maharsham and the Das Torah and Sif Chav Gimel, if the baget gets ripped by itself, in your mosif kolshu onto that, are you yotzei de kriya? Is the Hosafos kolshu have to be on a rip that was done to be yotzei kriya or not? That is the suffix. So I thought that was an interesting halacha because I didn't necessarily think about that. But if you take it off on Maisa, you would not be able to be mosif kolshu. You would have to be korei the baget you lovish. You have to be korei the baget that you're wearing for a tefach. Interesting for. What's the pshat in that? Chesky Lamaisa. What's the pshat in that?
Because we explained yesterday that the whole reason why the kosher works is because
you could have mended it.
Exactly.
So what's the difference? Yeah. Maybe the vort is, I don't know, maybe a little bit like you were saying, that once you take it off, maybe it has no longer has that halos of the beget shenikra. Once you take it off, because it's after Shiva. Maybe Kol's mind you're wearing it even after Shiva, it still has the halos beget shenikra. But somehow once you take it off, it's mafkia that did. Maybe something along those lines.
You also tefach on that same shirt. You put on that same shirt again.
You have to require a tefach. But he says you should do it on the beged shu lovish. Okay. That was the sixth horror. Is that correct? That was the sixth one? Okay. Seventh one. Remember we asked, Baruch Hashem, we were mechavet to the divrei sofer. Remember we asked Lamaisa in Simon Shin Mem Sifyut Beis, okay? If you look in Simon Shin Mem Sifyut Beis, do you remember there was a machlekes? We didn't really mention this, but it's a machlekes in Tanoim. Mavdil, by Ovid V'imo, you have to be Mavdil. By Kol Mason, Ratzah Mavdil Kamisafa, Ratzah Eina Mavdil. Then Reb Yudah said, Kol Kriyash Eina Mavdil Kamishafal Eino Ela Kereshal Tiflis. It's Machlekes Tanoim. We mentioned it briefly. We didn't mention, though, how we paskin on this issue, Lamaisa. So, if you look in the Beis Yosef on this din, it's interesting because the halacha is, it's really a Machlekes Mechaber Ramah. It's really a machlekes mechaber Ramah on this halacha. If I can find it quickly. It's really a machlekes mechaber Ramah on this halacha. Yes, it's an Amud Reish Sadi Testament based in the Beis Yosef. Most poskim hold like the Tanakama, and the Mordechai pasuk like Reb Yudah. So it's a straight up machlekes, okay, between Rov Rishonim against the Mordechai who we pasuk like. Some of you hold like the time, but Mordechai holds like Reb Yudah. Imamish says that Beferish and in the Dark Emoshi, quotes the Mario, holds like the Mordechai as well. So it comes down in Shulchan Aruch, very, very interesting, that really it's a machlekes, the Machaber and Ramah. That's why I was asking if we mentioned this distinction. You guys said that we did, regarding the Psak, because the Machaber in Sifyut Beis says, on Shar Krovim, you do this miniyat the safa lamali, your korea milmata, and ave aim, you must be korea kola safa. And then the Ramah writes, gamal sharmesim yesh lahachmir lilikroa hasafa. Okay, so the Ramah seems to be saying, like Reb Yehuda at least. Ramah seems to be saying, like Reb Yehuda, like the Mordechai, you should try to, at least there's a chumra. But from the Mechaber straight up, there's a distinction between sharkrovim and ave aim. So that's what I just wanted to mention regarding that halacha. Of that machlekes tanoim review called in a parashal tiflis. Just wondering who's being makel in that machlekes, who's being machmer. think Reb Yehuda is being machmer. Just trying to think of a svara why the Mordechai would hold like a shittas yichida. It's not called a meiko, but first of all, you don't say that anyway by kriya, right? So that doesn't work anyway. But then we had places that did say it, remember? We did have places say it by Echad Ish V'Ishah. Then we give a whole mahalak as to why that's so. That's if there was no machlekes in Tanoim. Okay, nonetheless, we have to come up with a svara for that. Okay. Fine. Next to Ara is the following, and that is, we asked this in Shir, Baruch Hashem Mechavet to the Dibri Sofer. Remember we asked in Shir, if it says, the machlekes Tanoim Tanakam or Shimon Lazar. Apparently it's a machlekes Tanoim. Rashba said it was not. The Shimon Lazar was explaining, if you remember correctly. And the Rambam seemed to say like that as well. Then what did it have to do? What does Shol Alter mean? I mean, according to the Tanakhama, man and women are equal. That means Shol Alter makes a lot of sense because he doesn't do that shtick of Reb Shimon Lazar. But according to Reb Shimon Lazar, you switch, flip it around. What does Shol Alter mean? You know what I'm saying? Remember we asked that in Shir? Remember I said that when we said that it seemingly implies that Shol Alter must work with the pshat that we're holding with the Tanakhama. So the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam paskens like the Tanakhama, that women, men and women are equal, and he says shol alter mnei snias. Instead of the word mnei kvoda, he writes the word mnei snias. Okay, he writes the word mnei snias. It's interesting, okay? He says the word mnei snias. That's what he says, mnei snias. He explains that as being mnei snias. Very interesting thing. So I'm saying in the Rambam, it's clear that Lamaisa, he held that it's a machlekes tanoim. And what you're doing here, the word shol alter is holding like the Tanakhama because she's got to mend it up because the Tanakhama isn't holding that, doing that shtick. Problem is, if you look in the Mechaber in Sifyat Aleph has like Reb Shimon Lazar explaining it like the Rashba, okay, that they're not arguing, and therefore the woman does the shtick, and then later the Mechaber has shol alter for the woman. In Sif what? In Sif Ketvav. So how do those two things square together? You understand what I'm saying? According to the Mechaber, he says the woman does the shtick, the tachton, she tears, turns it around, then she does the elyon, turns that around, right? So then why does he have to say shol alter for Sifim later? So Baruch Hashem, I basically asked that in Shir. So you, who asked this? The Dibri Sofer asked this kasha as well. Dibri Sofer asked this kasha as well in Amud Mem Zayin. So I don't understand his answer. Maybe help me out with it. He says that the shear of Kriya is actually a Gala Liba. The shear of Kriya is the Megala of the life. And you cannot do Shlila until you finish that. So I understand. Do Megala Lev and then flip it around. You know what I mean? I don't understand. I don't understand what he's answering. He says that calls my yoke over the kriya, it's hustle lishlo. So I don't understand. Do the kriya, then flip it around, and then, you know, do the tachton, do Anshim Agalas Libo, flip it around, and then do the other, flip around, and do kriya. I don't know what he's answering. So Rabbi Simon wanted, I asked Rabbi Simon this, the great guy in Rabbi Simon Shlita. So he wanted to say, my Rebbe and my Chavar, he wanted to say, one of my Rebbe and my Chavar, he wanted to say that maybe you could say Shol Alter is talking about when she does not have Tachton and Elyon. She only has one. I don't know, you don't get that impression from the Gemara. But he wanted to say Shol Alter is when they only have one Begin. So you have no choice but Shol Alter. You don't have two Begin to do the shtick. Okay, fine. Yes, so that's what I'm saying.
She does the very top one. Even before she turns around, she's still.
How are you going to do that in front of people? You mean? So I guess you got to cover that up. You're saying, because I've aimed. Well, first of all, you could tell like the sheet is Rishonim doesn't mean if they people, it just means Bechot, you know, Bechotzer. But it means not Chotzer, just means Machtes. Doing it open, but not in front of people. Instead of Machtes Yodo. Maybe you could say like that, number one. And number two, you could say, I don't know, maybe she does it in a manner where she shol alter. I don't know. I don't know how that happens. Maybe the shol alter. I don't know. It's a good point. But maybe you have to say like that you hold like the other sheet. I don't know how the other sheet's going to say that. It's a good point. Very good point. Okay. And fine. Very good. I think that was the last horror. Yes.
Yeah,
That's the last har, I believe. Lamed Dalin. Yes, that was the last har. Omud Nun Hey. Yes. Okay, fine. One last point I want to mention with, and then we got to go. We got to start on Enos, and that is that I believe I made a mistake of last week. If you remember, you remember that Gemara that we did with the four shittas in Rishonim, you know, with the Hosafa case. So the last sheet I made a mistake on that I want to correct. You know, the Sugya Chavavim base. Do you remember we had a Resha Deresha, Sefer Deresha, and the Seif itself? So the last sheet that goes from Moshe Shimer and Rivash, I sent it over wrong. So I just want to correct that. The goes from Moshe Shimer and Rivash says that Rebuta ben Maseir. If you remember, Rebuta ben Maseir says you need a separate kriya for the parent. So Rebuta ben Maseir was arguing not just on the Seif, but was the Seif was the traffic accident case where everyone died together that you need to have a kriya. But he was arguing also on the Resha Deresha, not the middle case. Rebuta ben Maseir was only arguing on the third and the first case. I believe the way I said it over was that he was arguing on all, I don't remember the way I said it over, but I made a mistake on that. Okay, so the correct shot in Rebuta ben Maseir, Gosman Shem Rimigash, is he's arguing on the third case, that if it's a traffic accident case, you need a separate kriya for the parents. And he's also arguing on the Resha Deresha, which was you did kriya on the parents, and then you could be Mosif on the Beno, according to Tanakhama. According to Rebuta, absolutely not. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be most of Shar Krog and Kara of Vima. But what he does allow is you're allowed to be most of the Kara of Av the Aim, right? You can be most of the Kara of Av the Aim on an extant Kriya of Shar Krog. So that is the correct shot of the Ghost Mona Shem Rimigash in the, that sheet. Okay, very good. What did you say? I did say it like that? Yeah? Okay, good. The last sheet I said like that?
Yeah.
That he was only arguing on the third and the first case? Okay, good. Very good. Okay, Baruch Hashem. All right, very good. Okay, good. Are you sure? Okay, good. All right, good. Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's go down. And then I said the other sheet is correct too, I believe. Okay, good. All right, let's go by. Very good. Okay. Now we begin the topic of Aninus. Okay? Begin the topic of Aninus.
United.
Okay. What is the din of an oinim on a level of a d'oraisa? Okay. Now, the din is, it says in the Chumash, in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Vav, okay, it says in Perek Vav, the Feirish, Pasuk Yud Dalet, okay, and the Gesher Achayim quotes it in the beginning of his piece on Enos. It says lo achalti v'oini, okay, imenu. Lo achalti v'oini imenu, which means that when a person does vidui maisris, he comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says that he did not eat it v'oini, did not eat in the state of anis. Rashi says this is the marker that an onin cannot eat maisr sheni. Rashi says on the spot, okay. The Mishnah in Bikurim in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, writes that both Meiser and Bikurim are forbidden to an Onei. When I say Meiser, I mean Meiser Sheni, because obviously Meiser Rishon is only looking for a Levi. So we're talking about even Yisrael. The Rash on the spot in the Mishnah, the Rash is Reb Shimon Rash Mishans. Whenever you see Rash Ben Taisis, you know it's the Rash Mishans, not the Rash Bo. Whenever Taisis quotes the Rash Bo. So Rash Mishans writes, we learn Bikurim from a Hekish, from Meiser Sheni, okay? And the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos argues and gives a different marker. We learn Bikurim from its own Pasuk, and that Pasuk is in Dvarim, in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, okay? Because what does it say in Bikurim? It says, Samachta Bechol Hatov. Samachta Bechol Hatov. And a person, Rechman Al-Assam, when they're known, is not happy. Okay. Then there is another category in Onein, which is Kachim, which the Gesher HaChaim quotes a Pasuk in Pirik Yud, Pasuk Yud Tes, that says, Befeirish, it says Befeirish in that Pasuk, V'achalti chatas hayom hayita v'ene Hashem. Aaron HaKohen refused to eat the korban chatas of Rosh Chodesh because he said he was an Onin. His sons had died, Rechman al-Islam. From here we see that an Onin is not allowed to eat kochim. Now, the Smag says, even if this is not the real Mokker, the Smag writes, even if this is not the real Mokker, there is a Gemara Chulin on Kuflam and Beis, and Beis that says that you're supposed to eat Chulin, you're supposed to, not in Chulin, you're supposed to eat kochim with mustard. I don't know, you guys like mustard?
What?
It's alright, but it's considered to be Kederach Shemalachim, okay? It's considered to be Kederach Shemalachim. Maybe high, maybe Frenches should use this Gemara as a PR thing. Maybe we could get a, if we give them the idea, give us a commission. But the Gemara says a Kuflam and Beis, Amr of Chista, Matnes Kun, Ein Echel Sel Tzli, Rose of Ein Echel Sel Bechardel, Mustard, Mai Tav Amr Kron Lamashka, Le Gedula, Kederach Shem Malachim of, the Malachim eat with mustard. So Lamaisa, the Smag writes, even if you assume that this is not what? This is not a Mokker, but he says there is a Gemara Chulun that truly is the Mokker. Okay? That truly is the Mokker. Okay? So that's interesting. Let me give you the exact Mara Mokum of the Smag. The Smag find it here. I thought we had it here. Alright, I'll have to find it later. There is a Beferish. The Smag writes this Beferish. He says, if it's not a what, if it's not a Mokker Lamaisa, but I could what? I could give you a different Mokker. So he says, even if it's not a Mokker, so Blinet will find the Mokker later. The Smag writes, even if it's not the real Mokker Lamaisa, the Gemara Chulin writes that Korban have to be eaten in the manner of Lamashka, like Malachimi, and therefore that will be a different Mokker for the what? For the din that an Onin cannot eat kachim. So obviously an Onin cannot eat like a king because he's sad. Okay. Fine. Then there is a category. So we've covered Meiser Sheni and we covered Kutchim. And now we talk about the following din, the day of Aninus. Okay? The Poskin Amos in Perek Ches, Posik Yud, says Beferish that Hashem will make the land mourn, as if it was mourning for an only son. And then it will be a bitter day. That's the Posik in Amos. So the Gemara in Zvachim and Kufim Beis quotes a machlekes tanoim to Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says that Aninus of Lila is Midrabanan, and Rabbi Yudah says that it is Deraisa. Meaning, according to Rabbi, Halacha Lamaisa, Aninus of Lila, the Lila after the burial, if the burial is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's only Midrabanan. According to Rabbi Yudah, Stam Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah Bar Eloi, Aninus during the day is deraisa, Aninus belaila is also deraisa. So that's a machloik is what the scope is. But according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the din of Aninus spans even after the Kfura. For practical matters, which we're going to be learning next few days, Bez Hashem, Aninus regarding Ptur Mitzvahs only goes to Stima Sagol until the Leviah, then you shift from Aninus to Avelis. But for Kutchim, for the din of deraisa, by Sheni Kutchim, the din of Aninus spans the whole day, even after the Kfura. That's very critical to note, and not to mix that up. On a level to your rice, Anina spans the whole day, even after the Kfura. In fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Bar Eloi, it's the rice of Eloi. Okay? So that's the din, the Nafla Mice. Okay. Now, what happens if a person dies, God forbid, during the night? So the Anina begins at night and goes and continues to the next day. So how long can Aninus be Midrabanan? So I want you to get this. The Aninus Midrabanan, because we paskin like Rebbe. So let's say someone dies Sunday and the Levi is 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. So the Aninus is the whole day D'Oraisa, Sunday. The Aninus Belaila, according to Rebbe, is Midrabanan. And the Aninus Belaila continues the next day till 2 o'clock. And it stops at 2 o'clock. The Aninus Derabana does not span after the Leviah, whereas Aninus Deraisa does on the day of the Misa regarding Kachim and Maisha Sheni. Okay. fine. And then there is a Gemara in Mishnah Psachim on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara assumes, like Rebbe, that the Leil Aninus after the day of death is only Mirabbanon. Where do we see that? Gemara explains Lo Hayamidu Divrayim B'Makom Karis, which means what? Which means that if a person lost a loved one, God forbid, a Ner of Pesach, they can partake of the Korban Pesach at night, because not eating Korban Pesach is a Chiv Karis. Lo Hayamidu Divrayim B'Makom Karis. You see, clearly that Aninus Belial is only the Rabbanon. That's where we zoom with the fine. And then there is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and then Vavam and Aleph that I wanted you to see. Oh, we should just mention Lamaisa. Okay, let's get to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Vav. There is no public Avelis, the Mishnah says, for those that are executed by a Beis Din. Okay? But there is Aninus, and what was the Lashon of Mishnah? An Mem Vavam and Beis, Ein Aninus Ela B'Leiv. Okay? Ein Aninus Ela B'Leiv. So the Yad Ramah I want you to see there, this gives you three svaras why that's true. Number one, it's not noticeable, so we allow it. Number two, one's emotions are too overwhelming, so there is no other option. And number three, the only problem of Avelis is because you're giving kavod lemeis, and that takes away from the kapari. See, because the execution of the person that was chayv misa will serve for him as a kapara. So by you giving knowing Avelis, that will give him kavod, will take away from it being a kapara. So therefore, we don't have any Avelis lemaisa, but Aninus will have. Because Aninus, we don't assume, is a form of kavod. That's what he's basically saying, Poshu Shai. Right? That's what it seems to be, which we're going to see is very interesting, because there is a svara of Ptur Mitzvahs is because you're supposed to give him kavod lemeis. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying this third reason the Yad Ramah is Mechudish. Third reason the Arama is that what? Is that you don't want to give him any kavod lemeis. Therefore, there's no Avelis. So therefore, you allow Aninus? Why? Isn't Aninus giving him kavod? In fact, that's what we're going to see later on in Shir Bezushim. Aninus is one of the reasons why I know his pater mitzvahs, because you're giving him kavod lemeis. And that paters you from mitzvahs. So by definition, observing Aninus is giving him kavod. No? So I'm saying that's a bit of a chiddush. Maybe the Arama holds like the other reasons we'll see in what Onin is.
Right,
but I'm saying, but you observing Aninus, though, is giving him kavod, Lamaisa. It's giving him kavod. You observing him, they say, Yad Ramah says, you observing Aninus is okay because it's not considered to be giving him kavod, whereas Avelis is. So he's saying, by definition, Aninus is not giving photo. What do you mean? Later on, we say the Ptura of Nonin in Mitzvahs is what? Is because it's what? It's giving him kavod. So you see, that's built in one of the concepts of owning. So I'm just saying, the Arama maybe holds like the other reasons. Okay. All right, one last point also, before we get to the actual Ptura of Mitzvahs, regarding the din of Meiser, Sheni, and Aninus. The Rambam is in the 8th Shorish, okay? In the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the 8th Shorish, he says there are two types of negative commandments in the Torah, two types of law, right? One is a Mefarish, a warning, don't steal, lo signovu. And then there's a shlila, like it's bad to do. So he writes, normally you don't give malchus on the second type when it's a shlila. That's what a shlila means, when the Torah is like describing something, it's bad to do such a thing. Doesn't say Mefarish is a warning, don't do. So this one, lo chal divoni, is a shlila. He says, no, this is an exception. Even though normally a shlila doesn't get malchus, this shlila gets malchus. Okay? And the Torah is saying, because what's the context? Bira Meisters. You come forward and you say, I did not eat it by Aninus. So obviously you're admitting to something that you did. You're admitting to something that you didn't do. Or you're admitting that you didn't do such a thing. So obviously it was an aveiru. So the Rambam writes, it's a true law in Yechai Malchus. The Rabban there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shorash Shmini argues and says, if you eat Meisters Sheni by Aninus, it's an Isser, but it's not what? And you're not Chai Malchus for it. It's an Isser, but you're not Chayim Malchus for it, okay? So it's an Isser Lav, but you're not Chayim Malchus for it. It's not an essay, it's an Av. So it's Lachal Divoni. Oh, so one sec. So what's an Afgamina number? One Afgamina is whether you get Malchus or not. Rambam says you do, Rabban says no. And then Mikosinov points out another Machlek, another Afgamina. other naftimina is it also b'hana? Meiser sheini during the time of aninus, could you sell it for cash profit? According to the Rambam, no. According to the Ramban, it would not be like other lavin. It would be fine. Yes, go ahead, Svi.
Why does the Ramban say there's no makas? It should be a lav shish for meiser.
Because he says it's a shlila lav. Right, exactly. The Rambam agrees to that category that shlila lav normally don't give malchus, but he says here it's an exception because you're going in front of the Eibishter and said you didn't eat it. So obviously eating that is an aver. Okay, very well. Okay, now let us move to the tour of an onin and mitzvahs. And I want to stress this, the Geshur Chaim stresses this as well, also the Sefer Yisrael Halacha. The tour of mitzvahs is l'churu midrabbanan. Up till now we spoke about aninus on the level of the Araisa. Now we're talking about the Ptur of Mitzvot, which is in the realm of Midrabbanan. Okay? That's Lesman the Poli, that the Ptur of Anon and Mitzvot is Midrabbanan. Okay. Let us begin, Mamais. Regarding this concept. Okay. Firstly, want to know this din that an onion is part of a Mitzvot's essence is only essence. Only essen, not lavin. An oni can't eat a ham sandwich. His whole life he's been waiting to eat in a ham sandwich. Oh, now he can. Chas v'shalom. He's been waiting to steal money. Chas v'shalom. An oni is only part of mitzvahs essen. Both the rice essen and the rabbanan mitzvahs. But lavin, of course, he has. You know, I'll give you a quick example so I'll concretize this. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes later b'shem the Chamudi Daniel. If an onen wants to eat a bread sandwich, what must he do? We're going to get to that. We have a separate shir b'zishem and birkas nenin. But what must he do? He must wash his hands without a bracha of the tilas adayim, and he eats without a motzi. Why must he wash his hands? Isn't the tilas adayim a mitzvah midrabbanan? But there are two reasons why you do the tilas adayim. One is tzrach truma, because the kohanim had to wash their hands before they would eat bread of truma, because they'd be metamed less. And number two, nikias. Srach Trum is a gzeira. A gzeira falls under the umbrella and rubric of lavin. Even though it's the rabbanan, but you must do the mice of the tilas adayim. The bracha is a mitzvah rabbanan that an onin is pater from. It's a beautiful word. You follow me? So an onin is certainly chayv in the lavin. The ptur of mitzvahs is only limited to the realm of mitzvahs essay deraisa, the mitzvah essay mid rabbanan. Not lavin and not even gzeiras. Gzeiras will view as under the rubric of lavin in the mechuyiv. Okay. Oh, very good. Now, Lamaisa, let's begin with the Mishnah in Brachas, okay? Let's begin with the Mishnah in Brachas. Mishnah states in Brachas, Adaf, Yud Zayin, and Mepes. Gemara quotes it also here in Moikot, okay? But I gave you the Mishnah in Brachas. Gemara quotes it also in Moikot. It's in Chav Gimel and Beis Moikot. Misha Meso Mutal Afana Vrachman Al-Islam Potter Mikriya Shema Uminat Tfila Uminat Tfilin Umikol Mitzis Amuris B'Tayr. Okay? So Mishnah Brachas quoted in the Gemara Moikot Chav Gimel Beis and it's Nifzik LaHalach in the Rambam as well in Perak Dalad Hilchus Kriya Shema Feirish and it's also in Orach Chaim in Simen Ayin Aleph and in Yordei in our Simen Simen Shin Mem Aleph. Okay. Although, as we said, this is muskum that an onin is potter from mitzvahs, but the tamap tour is not agreed upon at all. And it is incumbent upon us to analyze what the getter adin of this tour is, and upon this nechlekupo of a slavim. Nechlekupo of a slavim. Rashi in the Mishnah in Brachas writes Befeirish, the Ramas Kamisha Meso, if he should torrent be machshavas kurasa, the Havyadumi the chasin the potter mishum tirdin in mitzvah. Rashi writes that the ptur of an onin is tirdin. This is much like a Mishnah in Brachas on a daf earlier on Tetzayin Amar Aleph, that a chasin is potter from Kriyashma Laila Vishona ad Motzi Shabbos im lo asa maisim. Im lo asa maisim. You were asking in Seder, Josh. Im lo asa maisim. We'll have to check out that night itself. But Lamaisa Rashi explains in Brachas on Yud Aleph from Alf Dimras Balech Chavaderech that Torah is part of Mishum Shemachashiv al Esek Habasul. Who had been Hacha that that an onin is potter gam came mishum tirde de machshov. Okay, so you have the tour of an onin of tirde de mitzvah, and you have the tour of onin, which is tirde also tirde de mitzvah, and a tour of an achasim that's tour of tirde de mitzvah of kriyashma. That's the pashtus that we're going to explain. There are three tracks, not two. Normally, it's explained there are only two tracks, but there are three, and this is the first. What taki is the marker for a chosin being punted from kriyashma? So Rashi explains there in Yod Aleph from an Aleph. There's a beferish din. It says b'shivtecha b'vesecha prat laosik b'mitzvah. It says b'lechtecha b'derech prat lachosin. There is a separate marker said for b'lechtecha b'derech for a chosin. Rashi explains why. He's in a chosin also osik b'mitzvah. He says even though a chosin is osik b'mitzvah, if it was not for that extra pasuk, we would not have learned it out from the first pasuk. Because osik b'mitzvah is not written explicitly, it's a miyud ba'alma. And lamaisa, someone that is considered to be osik b'leches mitzvah is tarid. But a chosin which is tirded to machshava, it's not a mice, it's not action oriented, it's machshav oriented. He's thinking about the psum. If it was not for this extra pasuk, I would think he's not excluded. I would think he'd be mechuyev, kamash molad. That's why chosin is a separate track, because it's not osik b'moleches mitzvah, it's a tirde de mechshava ba'alma, and therefore you would think you're not potter kamash molad, you're potter. So what emerges from that Rashi is there are two gedarim. One is osik b'mitzvah, where you're osik mamish, like shluchei mitzvah, or you're going to do a mitzvah. And number two is a min sheni called chosin, that even though you're not osik now in the asiyas and mitzvah, since you're tarid b'machshav also on the initial mitzvah, you also are what? You also are potter. Okay. Now lemaisa, so what emerges from Rashi is that the p'tur of onein is not because the famous klal of osik the mitzvah potter in the mitzvah, he's got to do the levaya, therefore he's potter from mitzvahs. Even without the asik mamish, he's potter because of the machshava of turaso. That's what emerges, this first approach, Lomaisa, in the Rishonim. And the Rambam echoes this, Josh and Chaim were asking. The Rambam, I believe, holds exactly like Rashi. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Dalet, lists off all the people that are punted from Kriyashma. And in the middle of Halacha Aleph, he says, Mishahi alibo tarud v'nechbaz ledvar mitzvah, punter mikol ha-mitzvah mikriyashma. Thikach, chosin shenosa b'sula, punter mikriyashma ha-jiyavo aleh, that's what he writes in Halacha Aleph, Chosin. What does he write in Halacha Gimel? One. Mishemes Lomeshu Chayav Lisavlo Potter Mikriyash Rashi Berenu Nishen Dato Pnuya Likros. Mamish like Rashi, that the Ptur of Chosin and Onen are equal, and conceptually the Ptur is a Tir of Machshava, not a Ptur of Isaskus Besarki Ames. And the Kesef Mishnah Mamish speaks this out in favor. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? He says, "Ein tam kidei shei pnuya lishtadl b'tzarki ames, she'afilu yesh lo mishtadl potter k'namashim in the Gemara." What does he mean? Must mean because of tirda. Exactly, the Kesef Mishnah speaks that out. He doesn't say because why he should be pnuy lishtadl b'tzarki ames, but rather the din is because of tirda. What tirda de kuroso? And lemaisa, one sec. And Josh and Chaim pointed out that in Halacha Gimel, when he talks about a peula, he says, "Aval nosis b'sula af b'sh osik b'mitzvah chayav likros hol vein lo davrishim aval bol daito chen kuyot." Again, he stresses it. He says, even though he's osik b'mitzvah, what does he mean osik b'mitzvah? He doesn't mean osik b'mitzvah mamish, because he's not being osik. He's not even going. He means to say he's on his way to do a mitzvah in his thought process. So the reason why that man is chayav is because the tirda is not the same. It's a pe'ula, and therefore he is mechuyev. So I believe the Rambam is mamish like the sheet of Rashi. And therefore, we have concretized the first approach in Rishonim is an issue of tirda dikfu russell. Okay? Tirda dikfu russell.
That's begeder osik mitzvah?
No. We are saying it is not begeder osik mitzvah. It's a separate ptur on its own. That's what I want to bring out. It is not osik mitzvah. It's absolutely not. I'm glad he asked that. Doesn't make a difference though. You're so for hits about it. You're not afraid the guy's going to do a proper job, even if a guy's doing it.
It's because of an ASIC. You're just toward that.
But I'm saying the word is not because you are being OSIC. Even if there are other guys that are being OSIC, the tour still is extant. That's what you want to say. Okay? That's the Chiddush. All right, very good. That's the Kiddush. Even if other guys have been Oisik, I'm still Torah. Maybe they won't do a good job. Maybe it's not going to happen. Okay. Number two approach. The Rashba B'Tshuvas. You know, before we go to the first, second approach, did anyone notice, Josh, it's a tinus, even though it's a tinus. Even though it's a tinus. We must energize ourselves. Oh, I'm talking to myself first and foremost. And then you second. Okay. Oh, so what does it say? It says in the Mishnah in Brachos in Zion and the Beis, Misha Nesel Mutalafana, Pater Mikriya Shema, Minatfilo, Minatfilin, Mikola Mitzamur's Betayr. So what's strange about the Diuk? What's strange about the Lashon and Mishnah? Why does he have to say Kriya Shema Tefillin and Tefillin and Tefillin? And then say Kolam Mitzvah B'Torah. Whereas what? Kriya Shema Tefillin, Tefillin and Tefillin are mitzvahs. So he might have shuck. I mean, what do you either say Kolam Mitzvah B'Torah or why are those specified? So the Rav wants to say like this. Interesting. The Rav wants to say, I want you to know that Rabbeinu Yonah does not have the gears of Kolam Mitzvah B'Torah. If you look in Yudim and Beis, Atap Eremir Rif, Dibra Maskapot, he doesn't have that in the mission. Okay, so the Kasha doesn't start. But Lamaisa, the Rav wanted to say there's something special about those these three. And that is there's a special requirement of Kavana. They need Kavana. Kriyashma needs Kavana, Kabbalah, Samuch, Shamayim. Tfila needs Gemara, Brachos, Lamadala, Beis, Yimlo, Kivin, Liba, Babos, and Sarach, Vaxel, Lispalo. And Tfila needs Shmira, and he shouldn't be Messiah Das. That's why, what's the Shir by a cut by Tfila? Gemara, Tzukim, and Beis. Cut Nayodea, Lishmor, Tfila. Because that's an integral part of the Mitzvah Tfila. So he wants to say that since an onin is tar the purus meso, you're potter from these mitzvahs, not just because osik mitzvah, which we're going to get to, which is the second approach, but he wants to say arvor, because you're tarred and an onin cannot mechavin keroi. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say the Rambam also, onin is potter from kriyashma machine, dato pnuyo likros. The Rambam says in kriyashma, like we said. So he wants to say that's why he's a potter from tefillin as well. It's tar, shane, don't dato mishu, is potter from tefillin. Also, like gabi tefillin. So he says, an afkamin is according to Rashi, where you're not also with first mace, you'll still be putter from these specific mitzvahs. What we're bringing out, please get it, is that this first approach is not just limited to those three mitzvahs, but applies to all mitzvahs. The Rav liked this approach by those three, when the mitzvahs in particular need special kavanah. So Tirda blows up that kavanah. We're suggesting that this is a legitimate approach for all mitzvahs in general, lamaisa. Okay? Because the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say that Onis is only potter, we should get this down, a collector's end. That Tamir Rabbeinu Yonah says Onis is only potter from those three mitzvahs. Those three mitzvahs alone. Okay, Lamais, it's a big Kiddush, but that would be the svar. That the first approach to Tirna is only limited to those three. We're taking the approach applying to all mitzvahs. The Rav wanted to say also, perhaps you could say Onis is potter for all mitzvahs in the Torah. Lamaisa, and maybe it also would apply, but the Svara, he wanted to say the worst thing is only limited to those three, the other mitzvahs is also mitzvah upon a mitzvah, but we're saying it the first approach for all mitzvahs, the issue of tyranny. Okay, let's move to the second approach now. Oh, Yesh Rashba B'Tshuvas. Rashba B'Tshuvas, Chelik Gimel Simen Shin, writes, I'll read it to you verbatim, Zella showing you. Rashba says black on white, the Petur of an Oni is because the general rule of Osik the mitzvah pachim and mitzvah. Umekeven that is Osik the mitzvah kfur is part of other mitzvahs. Now that's dafka relative that is the obligation to do the kfur, like a son. What would be an example where he doesn't? A sister that's married. Sister that's married, the obligation's on his brother-in-law, not on him. And therefore, in such a case, he would not have a p'tur of an oni. Where is this befavors? Tisus. Tisus in the beginning of the third parak of Brachos, the end of that Tisus, right, quotes a story with the sister of Rabbeinu Tam who died on Shabbos. They told him on Motzi Shabbos, and he was in another city. So he says, since the brother-in-law has mechuyev over him, he didn't ask himself a basar b'yayin. And then Tosfos adds on, it's efshir. Even if Rabbeinu Tam lived in the same city, he would be meikel from that same reason. He would eat basar b'yayin and drink wine. That's slam dunk like the Rashba. Rashba holds only on the karav is mutter. You have a dinis askes b'kfura, and that's mamish against the Rambam. Why do I say it's against the Rambam? Because we said earlier, the Rambam's like Rashi, but also the Rambam said, Mishemeis lo mes perikdal lo chagim om skriyishma. Mishemeis lo mes shu chayav lisabwa potrim krishma chik verenu. Doesn't say that what? Anyone who's a relative is objectively, categorically potrim. Doesn't say because he's saskas. He just says, but there is because of what? As we said, tiruv das, tiridim. Rambam's like Rashi. Oh. So now we've concretized two approaches. According to both approaches, though, if you wanted to be machmer on yourself and do the mitzvah, what would be the din? Yaitse. If it's tirda, you can get it together. If it's tirda, you can get it together. Why shouldn't you have a schar b'yadim? If it's an issue of osk mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah, if you can get it together, do it. Why not? Shouldn't there be schar? That's like Tosfos says in Sukkah, in Chafei Manal. It's efshar lasok if you do A. It's efshar to do B. He says, the only time you say osk mitzvah, potim is when it's efshar. If you want to be machmer on yourself, why not? So according to both approaches, I want you to get this. You certainly would be yotzei. Where's our diuk? What's our diuk? Rashi said in the beginning of the parak, Dir Maskel, Eino Mavarech, on Yud Zayin and Mabez, what did he write? Eino Tzarech. Eino Tzarech Lavarech, Birkas Amosu. And it's not our diuk. Whose diuk is it? Tosfos, on Yud Zayin and Mabez, makes this diuk in Rashi. Eino Tzarech Lavarech, but if you want, you can. Eino Tzarech Lavarech, want, you can. And this is Shitas Rambam as well. Perek Dalel Lachazayin. Kol Mishu Potim Lekrius Kriyashmi Rots Lahach Ralatzmo Likros Kairin. So it's Poshet that halacha is going on all the Peturim. And also an Onin as well. Oh. So Lamaisin. Bein Lefi the Rashi and Rambam. Who hold its issue of 30. You want to be Machri Yosef. Bein Lefi the Rashi and Rabbin Atam. Osimitsu. You want to be Machri. Be Machri. However, this opens the door to the third approach. Who is the third approach? Shitas HaTosfos himself, and Shitas HaRosh, and Siman Aleph, in the beginning of the third paragraph of Brachos, and also Rabbi Yehuda. All of them followed Yushalmi. One of the fellows in the shul bought Yushalmi. I showed it to Yakir. Hope you saw the Yushalmi inside. Yushalmi's right there, beginning of the third paragraph. Amar Abun, Ksiv, Laman Tizkor, Siyom Seis, Lamir Tzoran, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Yomim Sha'at Osik Ben Bechayim Velo Yomim Sha'at Osik Ben Bemesim. There's a drashim yuchedis that an onin is potter in mitzvah sesei. It has nothing to do with the klal of Osik Ben Mitzvah. It has nothing to do with that klal of Osik Ben Mitzvah. It's a gzeres hakosef. Gzeres hakosef. Okay? Ushalmi continues and says the following. Tni in Rotzel Lahachmer of Atzmo Ein Shomen Lo. Yushalmi writes Beferish, you're not allowed to be Machmer. Beferish Yushalmi. So besides the fact there's a Gzeres HaKosev for the Peturim, but there's also an Isser. And the Gemara gives two reasons in the Yushalmi as to the time the Isser, often Yushalmi. One is we make photos on Nes. It is not right where you're engaging in Mitzvah's essay when your loved one has not been buried. And number two, Ein lo mishe yise maso'o. There's no one there to what? Yise maso'o, which the Pnei Moshe explains, means you're tarot that there will no one that will pick up the packages or pick up the shovel, per se, I guess, to do the kfur. The Pnei Moshe there explains the nafkamina. If you hold kavod, and even though there's someone else to do the kfur, you still shouldn't do the mitzvah sesei. But the second reasoning in the Yushalmi really is basically tiered to the first approach that we explained. And if there's another guy to do it, then maybe what you could. So what I want to bring out is that the third svara is Gzeres HaKosev, with the addition that you're usher to be machmer on yourself based on the din of kavod. Even if someone else can do it, you're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to be machmer on oneself. Okay? You're not allowed to be machmer on oneself. Yes, go ahead, Jeremy, real quick. No. The Ptur is D'Oraisa. The Ptur, maybe you could say, is D'Oraisa. Or maybe it's an Asmachta. But the Isser certainly is not. The Isser to be Machmer on oneself is certainly not. Okay? It's a good question you ask. You should write down it's Gzeres HaKosev. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not an Asmachta. But certainly the Isser to be Machron itself is the Rabbanon. Okay? It's a very excellent point you bring up. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, what follows from this Yerushalmi, that it's Exeris Kosev, and you work with that Mikvodo, okay? If you would be Machron yourself, would there be a Kiyum? No. Absolutely not. This is what the Chachmas Adam writes, Klal Kufnun Gimel, that the getter of the Isser and owning to be Otsuk and Shar Mitzvahs mitam yesh koach biyat chacham and lakor darb min ha-torah b'shev al tasek. And the Chazon Ish writes the same thing in Chelek or Achaim Simen Tet Vav Sivkot and Gimel. We see from the Yerushalmi that there's a drosher miyucheres, the pater known as Mitzvahs, and there's an Isser to be Machmar Latzmo against Rashi and the Rambam, against the Rashi and the Rambam for sure, against the Rashba, Lamaisa. And this day it is quoted, Lamaisa Ledina, in Shin Mem Aleph, B'Shem the Yeshon and Sif Aleph. That's what we hold Ledina. We hold they are not allowed to be Machmar Yisrael, the Holy Tysis, and the Rosh, and the Ben Yolam, based on this Yerushalmi. Okay? Based on this Yerushalmi. Now, Lamaisa, the Shaila is, let's break it down further. Let's say a guy would be Machmar on oneself. Would there be a Kiyum of Mitzvah? So according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Rashba, of course, you can be Machmar yourself. Of course, Yotzit. Pshita the Yotzit. Shaila I want to clear now is that according to the Yerushalmi, with the Taisvus Lamaisa, the Rav Enyoin and the Rosh, if you did it, would there be a Kiyum or not? Follow me? If you did it, would there be a Kiyum? If you did it, would there be a Kiyum? And we have, I wrote a whole piece in the Beis Yitzchak once many years ago. Josh will remember it. Daniel, we say it over sometimes. Jeremy and Josh, we say it over quite a bit. They didn't the Rabbanu Makim at a level of Yerais. Remember this. Can the Rabbanu be Makim at a level of Yerais? For example, there's a Rosh in our Yitzchak that says, if you eat matzah on the Lel Seder without Haseba, Seba is a Din the Rabbanu. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Chumash. It's one of the reasons ways you're supposed to publicize Chavis. So the Rosh writes, you have to eat the matzah again. And the little shmura matzah, they'll say, what do you mean? The Rabbanu is makiv at Yerushalmi. Anytime the Rabbanu give you a directive, how to fulfill mitzvah Yerushalmi, you don't listen. The whole thing implodes, even on a level of Yerushalmi. That's how many Achronim explain the Rosh. Okay, we have that chiddush. There's a tos in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says, Beis Shammai says you're not supposed to sit in the Sukkah, that your table goes from your house into your Sukkah, because you Shem Yimshech Achar Shulchan, you end up eating in the house. So Prima Gordon quotes the Tais in Sukkah Daf Gimel, says, if you did it, not even Yaitzim in Yerushalmi. Lashon HaMishnah in Sukkah Chofes Mas Lokiyantim Sukkah Miyamecha. There's no Kiyum at all, none whatsoever. That's according to the Tais, even a level of the Yerais. There's a Tshuva of the Yivarach David. Are you allowed to sing Sur Mishalo at your Shabbos table at lunch? And also all the components of benching. Maybe Yotze benching. But the Rabbanu Rekovei the Nuskha benching. So Mele Le'er Mafkiya, even a level of the Yerais, there's no problem. You can sing it, not a problem. How do you, when you guys get married, Lamaisa? When you guys get married, Adam, you're married. Adam, you're the only one who's married? Here?
Svi,
I didn't see it. Svi, Adam, and Svi are married. When you come home, well, after Friday night, how do you say Kiddush for your wife? She's B'chuy Ben HaTorah. You already read your Kiddush in Ma'ariv, right? There's 5-6 day Ritzu for that. But what's one terrace you could say right off the bat? The Rabbanu Rekovei Kiddush with a kos, and you free to drink it. You didn't do that during Ma'ariv. At least I hope not, right? You weren't holding the kos and drinking it during Shmona Esrei, right? So when you come home, you're not Yotzi Ben HaTorah. You're equally B'chuy with your wife. We have this Makar, we have many Makars. I wrote an article many years ago in the Beis Yitzchak about this concept. The Rabbanu Makif, made all Shtigl Ter Rashi in the beginning, so that's more complicated. We don't have time for that now. But Lamaisa, it's a whole Mahalach Lamaisa. The Rabbanu have the Koyach, maybe the Makif, now we'll see, not all the Rishonim hold like this. But Lamaisa, that's the Shaila we want to clear now. The Shaila we want to clear now is according to Yushan with the Tais of the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, that an Onin is usher to be Machmar on himself, and it's quoted the Din in Shulchan Aruch, what would be if he did it? Would there be any Kiyum? That's the Shaila. Would there be any Kiyum? Oh. So there is a Magen Avraham where Fran writes in the Sefer, all they suffered. And Fran is a tremendous Sefer, Moikotin and Tzmurim. Great Goyin Fran. Many people don't know he has a Sefer in Moikotin and Tzmurim. So he writes, he found the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham can be found in Hilchos Megillah, Simin Tafrei Sadi Vav, Sifkot and Ted Zayin. The Magen Avraham writes the following Kiddush. That an Onan that heard the Megillah B'tzibor while he was an Onan must read the Megillah a second time after the Kvur. Ki Talmud Aruchu to own it potter min a mitzvahs. So it's mefurish in the Magen Avraham. Not only is he potter, if he does it b'shas p'turin, lo yatzidei chavasim. If he does it during that window of time, there is no kiyum at all. Nothing. Zero. Chassam Sofer echoes this in Chelik Vav, Simin Lamentes. Unbelievable chiddush. He writes, if a father does a mila when he was an onein, he gets no kiyum a mitzvah. He'd have to do a toughest down bris again after the Levayah. It's an amazing chiddush. Mamish like the Magen Avraham. The truth is, this is found in a Rishon that I want you to see in the Maharam Meruttenberg. The Maharam Meruttenberg quotes quoted the Russian Brachas Pirkei Gimel Simen Beis. The Maharam Meruttenberg writes that if someone heard Havdalah while he was an Onei from other people, it does not count. It does not count. He needs to do it again after the Levi. It's not called a Bar Chiyuva. So you see clearly in a Rishon that they were Mafkia. It's a zero. There's no kiyum at all. A lot like the makoros that we brought up earlier. Okay. Amnam eino kein dasa panim iris. The panim iris writes not that way. Even though in the tshuva he seems to say yes that there will be no kiyum, then he backs out of it at the end. For example, it says in Orachayim sof simenayat aleph. If you say Kriya Shema Toch Arba Amos of a mace, you're over the Isser of Loig LaRosh. What happens if you said it? You're not Yotze. You're Mechuyev to say Kriya Shema again. So who in the Nami says by the Havdalah, you'd also have to say Havdalah again if you heard it from someone else on your own. Then he says, but if you analyze it further, he says you don't have to do Havdalah again. So by Havdalah, he backs out of it, and he seems to say Lamaisa that you would be Yotze. Okay? So, and let me give you a Rishon to echo that, which Rishon would be. The Ran in Sukkah writes on that Mishnah in Sukkah on Chav Ches, Lo Kiyat the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, Lo Asan Ki Tikkuna Shel Chachamim. Doesn't mean you're not Yotze Min HaTorah. You're Yotze Min HaTorah. You make a split. You make a pizzle. The pizzle. You make a split that you're Yotze Min HaTorah. You just broke the rabbinic directive.
Because Rishon says you're not Yotze Min HaTorah.
Taisus in Sukkah, give him an hour. But that's against the Ran and the Mishnah. Lo Kiyat the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You didn't do a kitikun shel chacham. Oh. Lamaisa, that's the biradah. When you say yesh koach biyad chacham lak or darv min atayr, do you say that lamaisa, it's considered to be mamish what? It's not shot. The getter is not that, not just don't do the mitzvah. But the getter is that in mamish they're ogre the mitzvah mim kaiva. Till it's, there's no chalais mitzvah. It's not shot, don't do it, but if you did it, the mitzvah is off mim kovo menes. No, it's Mishkin Mitzvah, according to the first approach. The second approach, the Panim Iris backs out like that, Ran and Sukkah makes a split. It says, don't do it, but if you did it, the Mitzvah has been come home at us. Okay. Just as an example, I wanted you to see the Cheshek Shlomo, when Megillah Dafei writes, if you read the Megillah on Shabbos, you're not Yotze at all. Because he says, hey, Momer, hey, Momer. That's a Mitzvah in the Rabbana. So if the Rabbana tell you, don't read it on Shabbos, because here's Shemira and Arabam Shabbos, so hey, Momer, hey, Momer, not Yotze. That's clear. We've been talking about the Rabbanan speaking about a directive on the mitzvah of the Yeraisim. But that's also a shout out. Is a mitzvah reading the Megillah of the Rabbanan Yeraisim? He assumes it's the Rabbanan, but it's Divrei Kabbalah. Machlekes Baal Hori Barzaloni, the Ran and Tainus quotes. Is a mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, or is it the Rabbanan? Nafkamina by Sofik. If Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, then Sofik Divrei Kabbalah, Kumra. If he holds the Rabbanan, then it's the Kumra. Okay? But Lamaisa, he assumes it's the Rabbanan. Hey, Mamma, hey, Mamma. Okay. Oh. There is a Gadol, one of the Gadol Achron that makes a split too as well, like that Ran and Sukkah, and like the Panim Iris. Who is this? Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger in the Mareches Chagig in Simen Ches says, what's the din if a guy blows a shofar on Shabbos? Roshon Shchalios b'Shabbos. Says, you yoytze min ha-teirah min Rabbani, you broke the Gzer of Shem Yavren Aram v'Shishrah. Amazing. Amazing. Makes a split. And he says the mitzvah of Kamo Medes. Speak Pesach Frank discusses this in Orachaim Chelik Beisim and Peches. The Falpo. Lamaisa though. Going to Rabbi Kiveger, that was the whole shalom Speak Pesach Frank had. You know, there was one of the Gedolim wanted to blow the shofar because he thought, Bakam on Mikdish, there's no Xavier. Yeah, Rosh Lezner, great going. So the question is, could you do that? Could you go and listen? That was the shalom aspect of Speak Pesach Frank. Because on one hand, maybe you're Mechazikim in the sheet if you're going to listen. He's doing the issue. I'm not doing an issue. Maybe it's not right. Chazik him in the shoe. That was the whole discussion he had in the mice. Most of the Gedolim said, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do. Okay. guess they hold public policy, even though the Mishnah does say Makom Sheish Beis Makom Mikdash. Okay. Oh. So what would be according to the Magen Avraham and the Maharam in Rutenberg, like we said, if you blew the shofar on Shabbos and all those makaros we mentioned before, Tyson Sukkah, there would be no kiyum at all. If you blew the Rosh Hashanah Shachalas for Shabbos, there'd be no kiyum at all. It'd be a very good nafkemi. That's the Magen Avraham. If you read the Megillah Shasi Aninus, you're not yotzei at all. Okay. The truth is, this Magen Avraham is taka what? L'shitaso. Why? The Magen Avraham is in the Shem Rabbein Yeruchim is a Simen Shin Mem Gimel Sefkat Gimel. Now Magen Avraham, you don't mind if we go a little bit vaitik, we'll get the tiniest to the tiniest, tiniest, a little bit vaitik. Maybe we add tayir. You don't mind, do you mind? Go a little bit, okay, all right. Magen Avraham, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel Sefkat Gimel, what was the paragraph that began with Dibra Maska? What, Jake? So it was a paragraph towards the middle, towards the middle. He writes the following amazing chiddush. He says, Kol Dover, Shehu Mitzvah, Safinin Levi Adayin. Anything that's a mitzvah, Safinin Levi Adayin. What's Safinin? You know, I don't feel a cotton in this. It's more than a few dollars off. You can't give him down, you can't give him trots, you can't give him time to mace. Safinin, this is derived by all of them. But a Dover Shehu Mitzvah, Safinin. Rosh Hashanah Shechalon is B'Shabbos. You know what he says, B'Shem Rabbein Yeruchim? Let that boy blow the shofar. Let him blow it. Safinin Lei. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Called Dabar Shem Mitzvah. Safinin Lei B'Yadah. Let him do it and actually encourage him. Imagine that.
What does that have to do with the...
Oh, what's the four? Asul Lispos L'Kotn B'Yadayim. But he says it's a mitzvah. K'nil Chamchav and mitzvah is permissible. What's the marker? There is a Taisim Sochim. On Daf Peches, that says his mutter l'machol pesach l'kotn, even though he wasn't appointed. Mishkemishu chinuch mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. So the mitzvah trumps the din of safinin here. Chinuch. Mecharek the kid eat the korn pesach. Mecharek the kid blowing the shofar. So Rabbi Kiveger screams in the Maracha Simchas, what's the dimyan to eating shalol l'menuyev to blowing the shofar on Shabbos? Blowing the shofar on Shabbos, I understand. Rabbi Kivegel Shitasa holds it as a king of the Arisa. So I can understand that. But eating Korn Besser Shlomo Nu is Nishki Mitzvah. It's a zero. Effect the Kashin. Effect the strong Kashin on the Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham compare Shofar and Shabbos to Achila Shalom Menuyev? Achila Shalom Menuyev is Nishki Mitzvah. Even though Tysus does say it. Tysus does say it.
Another Kashin by Shabbos. This is there.
I understand, but it's a mitzvah in that Torah. B'kiveg makes a split.
Okay,
you're not safin in the Yerayis. You're safin in the Rabbanah. The whole machalik is whether it's safin in this in the world. Okay, it's Ram Rashbam. Rambam says that this is safin in the last halach and hilchos b'cholos asuris. Rambam says this is safin applies even to Yisuri the Rabbanah. Rashbam says no. Safin is only by Yisuri the Yerayis, not by Yisuri the Rabbanah. So it's a mitzvah. What's the problem? Oh, one sec, Josh. So Refrain writes a beautiful form. He says, what's the kasher of the kiveg on the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham is the shitoso. What the Magen Avraham say about Megillah by Aninus? You're not yetzir at all. You're not yetzir at all, Lamais. So mainly the Magen Avraham says, according to the Magen Avraham, if you blow the shofar on Shabbos, there's no what? There's no mitzvah. So the Chachamim were over the Tekiyah Shabbos. So there is no such mitzvah. So in other words, the Magen Avraham would say, what are you saying, Lamais? Magen Avraham would say, I hold, Levi's, when the Rabbanan say not to do something, the whole thing goes up in smoke. He happens to be quoting a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Levi's. He happens to be quoting a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that happens to allow it, Mishum Mitzvah. Magen Avraham himself personally would not agree with this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But Lafi Rabbi Kiveger said, I understand the Rabbeinu Yeruchim by Tekiyah Shofar. I don't understand it by Ocha Shalom Menuyev. So Magen Avraham would say, I don't understand it by both. By Tekiyah Shofar, not Yotze, by Ocha Shalom Menuyev, not Yotze. There's nothing. So I don't think I'm not sure if we possibly like this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's a very big chiddush. The pashtus we don't. We're not going to encourage a boy to blow a shofar on Shabbos. But the pashtus, that's this chiddush, Lamais. That's this chiddush. Oh. So what this leads us to is the following. There's a fascinating shiloh. One second. This leads us to the shiloh in owning during sphere. Okay. Let's say a guy's going to be an owning both night and day. So the Shari Tshuva or the Bir Hayteiv, I forgot, in Hilchos Sfira Somer discusses this. And the Note of Yudah in Madura Kama Chelik or Achaim Simen Chav Zayin, at a Shiloh where someone relative died Belilah, and the crew was very far, so he was an onan the whole night and day. Since he's patur mitzvahs, he was not able to count sviru. So does that mess up all the counts the rest of the days that he cannot say a bracha or not? So he paskin, he should count without a bracha, in order not to mavatal all the days of the Omer, that he should be able to say with a what? With a bracha, because at least there are shitas that we learned earlier that said what? You could be machmer if you wanted. Rashi and Rambam, Tirda, you could be machmer. Rashbo, Smith, you could be machmer. So at least you can rely on those shitas, so just do it. And therefore he wanted to say you could continue with a bracha. Okay? Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Bir Hetev in Hilchos, I have to find the marker. The Bir Hetev or the Shari Tshuva was machmer, I believe. Not to what? Not to count. And the Rav has the following Shtikul Torah, which we don't have time to go into in depth, but the Rav has two dinim in Sfiras Omer. One is the Kima Mitzvah, getting points at Shemayim for your count, and one is the Maisa Sfira, because the mandate is that there are 49 distinct mitzvahs, but you have to what? Link them all together. The Ritzifis is the nature of the mitzvah. So the Rav said there's a concept called a Kima Mitzvah, which you do at night, you count at night, you get a Kima Mitzvah, you count in the day without a bracha, which allows you to count right to the Bahag. Taisa Megillah, that's quoted in Shacharach, that creates the Maisa Sfira, the continuity is there. So maybe you could say, oh, it's Pater Mitzvah, he gets no points at Shemayim, but at least he should verbalize the count, and that will get in the continuity, which will allow you to count Vaita with a Bracha. Same thing with a Katan, right? This whole shot of a Katan becomes a Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. So we welcome the Mitzvahs, we say, uh-oh, but the one thing is you can't do, you can't count with a Bracha anymore, because you were Pater as a Katan for the first 30 days of Sfira when you were Bar Mitzvah on day 31. The Rav thought not that way. The Rav thought he could say bracha, because as long as he was counting as a katan, it's a maisa sfira. Now, a gir that converts l'chura, that wouldn't help, because a maisa of a goy is not going to help you, even for continuity purposes. That goes back to what we said a few days ago, that the maisa of a katan is a maisa. Remember we said that three makaros, Rashi, Baba Kama, Ram, by Suribian, and by Katan Shabal Shukaruf, and also what was the third? Ramon Yechus Chuvah, Tol Lasos Chuvah. So this would be a fourth one. So the Rav would agree with the Psak and the Rabbi to lav mitayme. We're saying that the Rishon to rely on, you can be machmer al atzmo. The Rav would say, no, at least you have a maisa sphere to continue the continuity. But the maisa, this is what Refrain wanted to point out. You could argue on the Psak and the Rabbi, because if you hold like this approach, the maisa, like the Magen Avraham with that Yushalmi, that you're not allowed to do it, and we say when you're not allowed to do it, it's mafkiya the whole mitzvah, this nishkin mitzvah, it's a zero. And therefore what you did was nothing, and you would not be able to what? You would never not be able to count. So my response to the refrain is, if you say like the Rav, you would be able to count, because the whole word, one of the elements of sphere is a maisa sphera. So even though you didn't get a kiyum a mitzvah did, but you did have a concept of Ritzifus. So that's what I would say to refrain, the Rav's part. The refrain wants to say, according to those who shown him, there's no kiyum a mitzvah at all. If you hold like that, you shall me, and the Magen Avraham like the Marian Rippenberg, that it's like nothing, so what you do? So my response is, you're right, you did nothing like out of the Akim and Mitzvah and Shemayim to get points of Shemayim, but you did a Maisa Sfira that should allow you to count fight. Okay. Fine. Very, very good. But I want to be Mechadish for let's we Mechadish for maybe there's a fourth Mahalach in our name. The Rav. The Rav wants to say that there's a fourth Mahalach in our name. He doesn't say four. Way we're saying it. He wants to say the Ptur Mitzvah of an Einain is Betoiris Kiyum. It's a Kiyum of Avelis. It's a Kiyum of Avelis. The Ptur Mitzvah of an Einain is a Kiyum of Avelis. Now, despite the fact that the Rambam holds there are no Dini Avelis that are Chal before the Kfura, that's what we're going to get to in the coming days, because you're Shem Big Machlakes, the Rambam, the Rabban. Are there any kiyum nihugi avelis tochaninis? The Rambam says no, and the Ramban says yes. Okay? That's a very big machloi, because the Rambam is in Perik Beis, Perik Aleph Halacha Beis. Okay? The Ramban is in the Torah's Adam, Amud Reish Yud Beis. Ramban holds there are nihugi avelis tochaninis. Rambam says no. So despite the fact that Rambam holds there no nihugi avelis tochaninis, but he says it's a kiyum of avelis. The Ptur Mitzvah is during Aninus. Okay? It's Mahava, it generates a Kiyum of Avelis. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Interesting. Very interesting, he wanted to say. And it goes well, this is within the Rambam, because the Rambam in Ichos Avelis, Perik Beis, Halacha Ches, says that Kohen can only Metame L'meis for who? For who? Besides for Meis Mitzvah. For who can he be Metame for? For people that he's going to be Mis'abel Alav. Okay? What do you see for, according to the Rambam? Please get this. The Isser, it's a very important Rambam, the Rav pointed out. The Isser of Tumas Kohanim was not pushed off because of a Chobah Sakfura. But why was it pushed off? Sorry. The Isser of Tumas Kohanim is not pushed off because of a Chobah Sakfura. Why is it pushed off? Because of a Chobah Sakfura. Because it's a Chiv Avelis, there's no Isser Tumas. Not because it's a chiyuv to be kovar the guy. It's a beautiful fort. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying that Ptur Onin and Mitzvah is Mahava Kiyum of Avelis. That's why there's no Isser according to Matam L'Shiv and Krov. Because there's a chiyuv of Avelis. There's a chiyuv of Avelis. Despite the fact there's no Kiyum of Avelis, you get it as Tochaninis, but there is a Chalul, it's a Kiyum of Avelis. That's why a woman, right? That's why a woman Mamaisa has no chiyuv, right? A bas kohen has no mitzvah to metamet to her relatives, right? Because there's nothing in her tuma, there's no kiyum mitzvah aveilus mamaisa. It's only those guys that have an isser of tuma. Generally, the kohen is harim. So by the krovim, they get out of that isser because they have a mitzvah aveilus. But the bas kohen never had a what? Never had an isser. Never had an Israelite. So Mela, she has no mitzvah. Okay. Fine. So what I wanted to bring out from this Rav is that according to the Rambam, maybe there's a fourth approach in the Ptur Mitzvahs because it's a kiyum of Avelis. The fact that you are a Ptur Mitzvah in itself is a kiyum of Avelis. Okay. Fine. Those are the fourth approach. Those are the four approaches in general to Einin in Mitzvahs. Ptur Mitzvahs. Let's move to Tainus now. Let's speak about Tainus now, in general. Okay, I want you to get this as well, just because it's not the, please try to get cold. We gotta get everything. Speak to myself. Tainus. Oh, Inyani Tainus. I wrote a piece many years ago, and it's called Bein Kostli HaYeshiva.